Hello, everyone. This is Eddie Z here. Welcome you to the news. What's happening in our world of remakes, reboots, and revivals? Guys, if I was to say there can be only one, what are you thinking about? What comes to your mind?
Well, I know exactly what comes to my mind. What about you, Rolando?
So I'm thinking of only streaming services because there's just too many to choose from. And it's just, I can't.
There can be only one.
I can only pay for service. Yeah. I can only pay for one. So give me the one.
There can be only one monthly payment. I think it's from a 1986 cult classic movie with a soundtrack by Queen. Am I right?
Oh, you're so right.
Wait, Queen did the soundtrack for Highlander?
Yes, the Highlander.
Wow, I did not know that.
Princes of the
They did some of the songs for the soundtrack for their movie. Yeah. And then the one that you're just singing now, Princess of the Universe, that's the one that they use as their intro when Highlander became a TV series.
Oh, really?
It kind of spinned off to be a TV series.
Oh, I see.
So we have Highlander, the franchise, in the sense of its movies, the movie with its sequels, and the TV series that lasted for several seasons. Okay. And ended up merging in the end, in one of the movies, not the last movie, the 2000 movie, The Endgame, Highlander, The Endgame, which had the main character from the TV series, join with the main character from the movie series.
Well, I didn't know Highlander had this rich,
neither legacy, did I.
Like mythos, I guess. Yeah, I didn't know. I only know. I knew there was one. Then I
there
know
can only
like
be a, one.
Then I thought there was like a terrible sequel, and that's it. I didn't even know they had a TV
several,
show.
There's several movies. Yeah, it was a TV show. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It does have a cult following. So the news is that Lionsgate Films had announced that they are planning to do a reboot of the movies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Cool. As long as they pick recycle the Queen songs, I'm there.
They're not going to. They're going to. It's going to be Skrillex.
Well, I think, but Queen, he'll probably remix it, though.
So you think Skrillex remixes? I don't even. Listen to Skrillex?
I don't know.
It'll probably be worse. It'll probably be like the Chainsmokers.
So this is
yes.
So this is a possibility in works. So they got writers. They're already talking about directors.
So this isn't even like actually happening.
So this is a possibility.
A possibility.
So this is a good possibility.
Well, then there is a possibility that they will recycle the Queen songs, and I'm all for it because Rami Malek just won Freddie Mercury Best Actor Oscar thing.
So now Queen is hot.
Yeah. For the first time, I've been a Queen fan forever. And that's why I know Highlander. Because their album, A Kind of Magic from 1986, I think like four songs from that was written for Highlander. That's all I know about Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my knowledge ends. So for me, I think there's a good amount of people who are familiar with those songs.
I have no idea those songs. Really? I didn't know. I barely know Highlander. I'll tell you a sad, sad story. It was one Thanksgiving where, I don't know, my sister just wasn't around or something, I guess.
Okay.
And it was just me and my mom. So we were invited to a family friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I by no means am like spoiled or entitled or anything. But like, man, the way these people were living was just, it made me sad. Not because they were poor, not by any means. It's just like their house was just like full of clutter. They were like quarters, I think.
Oh, I see.
So it wasn't a classist thing, guys. It was just like, just gross. Man, I'm sounding like a terrible
person. It was a hygiene
person.
Thing.
Yeah, bring it home.
Okay, yeah, back to the point. So, so we went there for Thanksgiving dinner. And the dinner was good, right? But I don't know why, like, in the background, in the big screen TV that they had, they were playing Highlander. And like the two male figures in the family were just like, instead of like really focusing on dinner, we're focusing on the movie. And I just couldn't for the life of me comprehend like what is so fascinating about this movie. So on Thanksgiving dinner.
They were like at the table, not paying attention to people. They were watching
the movie. They were watching the movie while eating dinner.
That is
that
very
one
sad.
Thanksgiving I spent. That probably was the saddest Thanksgiving I've ever spent.
Yeah, that's truly a
so now
sad
forever
story.
Highlander is just ruined for me. Every time I watch it, I'm going to think of like that sad Thanksgiving dinner.
You're going to think of those men at the table ignoring their family and watching Highlander. Yeah. I mean, so this is a possibility. So it's like interesting because I don't even know like if to get excited about it or not, but it's intriguing, you know, because it's a good time to revive, especially 80s and 90s works. So I think if they do it, I think there will be an audience for it.
Yeah.
I think that it has enough of a cult that, like, I think people would turn out for it. Even though we were talking about He-Man and I was like, will people turn out for He-Man? Like, I'm sure people will turn out for He-Man, and the same amount of people will probably possibly turn out for Highlander.
Interesting.
Because it's a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in the vein of Game of Thrones and where in time is Carmen Sandiego,
mm-hmm.
Highlander can play off of these things. Because you have this character, you know, the way they did it in the movies, that he's Scottish Highland. He lives in the Scottish Highland. Certain period of time in the past. There's sword fighting. There's a whole idea of magic because they're immortals. And there's all these rules that come with it. And then he lives for centuries. Or he meets people that lives for centuries. So you can have a lot of interesting flashbacks of people in different points of time.
Mm.
In different places.
True.
Sean Connery was in that one, right?
Sean Connery played the one who taught him the way of the sword.
Was he the Highlander? Or was he a Highlander?
I think he was a Highlander.
He was a Highlander. But not the one Highlander.
No.
Because it can only be one. So they're all trying to kill each other, right? That's the whole plot.
Wait, let's go back. Let's verify this.
That's the thing. I don't know what any... I don't know what you're saying right now. Because I don't know Highlander. I wonder what is the actual plot of Highlander.
So that's the whole thing. I mean, you find out you're an immortal.
Uh-huh.
So you have your potential, right? And then you find out through your death, through your first death, right? Something happens, right?
Wait.
So as long as it's not decapitating your head,
uh-huh.
You should come back to life.
Oh.
All right. Siri. Siri.
Siri doesn't understand the plot of the movie, apparently.
All right.
Like, Siri's just
so
like,
you're walking around.
Even Siri didn't watch it.
You're walking around. You don't know that you're immortal. Something happens. You maybe get stabbed in the heart or something. And all of a sudden, maybe a couple hours later, you come back.
Oh.
You find out you're an immortal. Usually, somebody else kind of knows that this is about to happen to you or has happened to you and may take you under their wing, mentor you in this way, and teach you the way of the immortal.
Mm.
And tell you, don't get your head cut off because that's it. That will be your total death.
Oh.
And every time if I remember correctly, every time an immortal, they fight with the way of the swords. They don't like use guns or anything like that. They fight with swords. You chop off their head and then you kind of take the power of the person you killed.
Damn.
Adds to you.
Okay.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
So they give you head.
I'm not going to touch that one.
Sorry.
It's like
I can't believe I missed it's like, that.
It's
like
it's the peanut gallery here.
I mean, it sounds interesting. I know it's Scottish, but so you know, representing the Scots is pretty cool.
Do they need representation?
And when was the last time you saw a movie that was centered around Scottish people?
To be honest, I can't even tell you a movie about Scottish people.
Yeah, so like you know, they get neglected as those members. I mean, not as hard as the Welsh do.
Braveheart.
The UK. Yeah, but it was Mel Gibson.
Oh, that's so cool. They got their movie.
What?
They have their movie. That's it.
There's an Australian man.
Where's my Peruvian people movie? All right?
You're absolutely right. That's why you should sympathize with the Scottish people.
No.
Is it because they're white?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, no, please stop. Like, stop.
This is just going in all sorts
please
of directions. Well, I mean, it would be really interesting if this gets off the ground.
Yeah.
You know? So, well, yeah.
You said Lionsgate Films?
Mm-hmm.
They have a good track record of trying to get things off the ground. Usually when they say something, they
follow through.
They're
not flakes.
I could just be talking out my ass.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it sounds right.
They're not flakes like those Paramount
guys. Lion Gates are very reliable.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this voice, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, that's not what I
you
sound
like. You have to
like
embody the voice, right?
Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, cool. I have some news.
Oh, boy.
And I'll keep it short. So this week we're going to be doing... What? So this week we'll be doing Carmen Sandiego. And Carmen Sandiego this time around is being voiced by Gina Rodriguez.
Mm.
Well, she'll be voicing another animated character. I think she's going to be doing Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, another one?
Scooby-Doo's getting a theatrical release again.
Oh.
This time an animated theatrical release.
Oh, that's better.
And it's also casted Tracy Morgan. I don't know who he's playing.
Probably Scooby-Doo.
And Will Forte. No, I think Will Forte would probably be...
Shaggy?
Oh, Will Forte. Or maybe Tracy would Morgan good... would be
Shaggy. Actually, Tracy Morgan would be a great Shaggy.
They would have to. There's no way.
Oh, they'd, Scoops.
They'd have to make a... I would love to see a black Shaggy, to be quite... Oh, I don't know, we have a black great. Shaggy. It wasn't me. Come on, that's a good joke. That was great.
That was good.
Ugh, you guys.
I mean, yeah, I'm all for an animated revival of Scooby-Doo. I don't think I need to see another live-action one. And then when, you know, in cartoons, you're limitless. You can do anything. So something as magnificent in terms of, like, ghosts and just the absurdity of Scooby-Doo is more fitting in that format. So animation. I'm sure it will be very, yes. Yeah. I'm sure it will be very entertaining.
You know, do you have a favorite animated Scooby-Doo movie? I do. No. Do you, Eddie?
Do you have a favorite Scooby-Doo character?
Oh. Shaggy.
Shaggy?
I think Shaggy for me. Okay. Shaggy and Scooby. They were always my favorite, like, for a pup named Scooby-Doo. That was the first Scooby-Doo that I saw.
Aww.
The kids version where they're like little kids.
Yeah, yeah. Scrappy-Doo or just Scooby-Doo kids?
Just, they were kids.
I don't really watch Scooby-Doo kids. Like, or just Scooby-Doo period.
A pup named Scooby-Doo. I just said the name, Nicole. My goodness.
I wasn't listening.
No, did no one see the show?
I saw it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love a pup named Scooby-Doo. That's not a good theme song.
I like Vilma from that. She was like always saying, Jinkies!
But she always, yeah, but yes.
Yeah,
yes,
but she said it like that, the way I said it just now.
Okay.
Jinkies!
That's true.
And then every time she walked, her feet were like very fast. Yeah,
that's true. I do remember that about her feet. Like, that was always cute.
Jinkies! So, my favorite character is the one who says, and I would have gotten away for it if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Wasn't that Dick Van Dyke?
Every evil person.
That's my favorite.
Every evil person.
Maybe because you said it like Dick Van Dyke. Not Dick Van Dyke.
Did I say it like Dick Van Dyke?
Maybe. I don't know who he sounds like.
And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids.
No, like you're right. That's not Dick Van Dyke. Yeah. That's somebody
else. Usually it's someone
you just think of everyone from the 60s.
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for these meddling kids and their dog.
Oh, yeah. So Will Forte, the pictures are right here. I should have looked at it. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. But yeah, Will Forte will be playing Shaggy and Tracy Morgan. Oh, I don't want to watch this movie anymore. He's playing Captain Caveman.
Oh, so he's the bad guy. Typical cast the minority as the villain.
Captain Caveman isn't the bad guy. He's a good guy.
I don't know Scooby-Doo.
Captain Caveman is from...
Is it not obvious by now?
Captain Caveman's from... Not even from Scooby-Doo. He's from Flintstones. No? Hanna-Barbera?
Not a big Hanna-Barbera fan, no.
You had a... I don't know what to say about your childhood.
Yeah, I was outside.
Yeah.
Sorry. No judgment.
Can't relate.
Well, now we understand you better.
Yeah. Oh, I never said what my favorite Scooby-Doo movie was. It was Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
That's great. No, sorry. Reactions? No, I probably did see it. I just don't remember.
That's a good one. All right. Well, that's it. That's all she wrote on news. All
right, cool.
Unless you have something, Nicole.
No. Some godsend uploaded Murder, She Wrote onto YouTube. So be sure to check that out because every single season is on there. And it's amazing. And it's an amazing quality. And I think this is the second time I've brought it up. And I'm still enjoying the fruits of this labor. Murder, She Wrote, YouTube it.
That's not a remakes or reboots news.
It's newsworthy, period.
It's newsworthy. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Fair enough.
It's a revival of Murder, She Wrote on YouTube.
And once again, guys, please, please recommend and watch the new version of One Day at a Time on Netflix.
Mm, yeah.
Season 3 is out. We are campaigning for season 4. It's an awesome show. Please check it out and check out the podcast where we talk about it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie Z, for that reminder.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's it. So
happy Monday, guys. Thanks for the news, Eddie and Ro. And we'll catch you on Wednesday for when we cover Carmen Sandiego. Where the hell is she?
Where on earth is Carmen Sandiego? Can't wait to hear it.
Bye, guys.
Your face is like, wow. I got it.